One can accept one's role as being, quote, inferior, and then one will be subject to whatever pressures inferiority and second-class citizenship has in store for one. One can realize that there is in a higher consciousness and a spiritual connectedness of all human beings, and subsequently not necessarily buy into so-called myths and stereotypes. You know, there's an old phrase that says, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And so one can liberate one's mind, and in so doing, if they free their mind, so follows their behind. Okay, how about that?
Amen. Sounds like a winner to me.
One of the things is our perceptions are different.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that for many African Americans who bought into the myth and the illusion of being, quote, part of the American dream, and came to realize that their hard work and all their efforts may not make them a part of the American dream has created an unusual amount of stress among middle-class African Americans. I think those people who have been at or below the poverty line always knew about the basic stressors, but I think many large groups of people who have educated two adults in the house working, you know, mother and father working, and maybe children working, often have gotten caught up into using material things, material possessions, to somehow think that they will buy happiness and make them feel
mm-hmm.
better.
That they will relieve the stress.
And that will relieve the stress.
Mm-hmm.
And can only come to realize that that may create more stress because these things have to be paid for.
Amen.
You know.
The rent man cometh.
That's right.
And all that good stuff. So that brings up a key point with the decline in the economic situation.
Right.
In other words, with times getting tougher and tougher, pennies getting tighter and tighter.
You see an increase
now
in violence.
Now you can't, the people who used to be able to go to the mall and buy that little dress or that buy mm-hmm. that suit or that pair of shoes or whatever it was that helped reduce the stress at that moment,
mm-hmm.
they're not able to do that in the same frequency that they used to be able
right.
to do it. So now the question is, what do they do?
Right.
To reduce that stress that they're still feeling
mm-hmm.
with not having the economic ability to be able to satisfy that urge.
Mm-hmm. Well, and maybe in many instances that's a good thing for people to realize that they can't go and buy away
their
you know,
stress.
Their stress, that people have to make it a priority, make coming back home to the family and doing things that cost less money and working together as a family unit and reading a book. You know, sometimes you can have some of the best stress reductions by having a book at home with the family. Have a family
mm-hmm.
night
mm-hmm.
where families are at home
mm-hmm.
or where people who are involved in church and sort of civic activities can have come together for units and things that minimize, you know, money.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it would be an excellent idea if families got together once a night, once a week, like they used to do, and have family discussion
week, or
as many times
week.
As need be
mm-hmm.
and discuss world events and things like this. People used to do that, at least when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.